Real Country 92.1 Hank FM. Let's do a little impromptu session of that.
Just because this is so good, it has to be repeated.
Absolutely. Yeah, didn't make the front page. Government shut down back page. So this is what we find in the middle. All right, so Joe Biden was on TV. Yeah, got that?
I know what it is.
There we are right there. So I don't know where that came from. Joe Biden was on TV a lot last night. There was some weirdness there. But let's focus to the other candidate.
It was the Democratic presidential debate, wasn't it?
They had a candidate debate. I don't know.
Think.
They're having them like left and right.
Yeah, it's hard to keep out.
There's like a bushel of candidates out there. Bernie Sanders, though, he's on stage in New Hampshire. Actually, this was last night. So, no, I guess it wasn't a full-blown. This was last night, and you'll hear a toddler rather dramatically make a noise, and then Bernie's response. So here he is talking. Here.
Do you correctly say that you have to cut your pills in half your time?
Woo.
We can keep that down a little bit.
Okay.
No tolerance there.
One more time.
We can keep that down a little bit.
Can we just keep that down a little bit?
Yeah.
I don't know who you are.
Control that toddler.
Walked in here, not even with a ticket. Do you even pay taxes? Be quiet. Where's my soup? All right. Kevin James, you know, from The King of Queens.
Mm-hmm.
Well, NASCAR and Netflix are teaming up to make Kevin James the star in a brand new NASCAR-themed Netflix series that will debut next year. It's going to be called The Crew. And it's going to be set in a NASCAR garage with Kevin James playing the crew chief. I'm in.
You know what? I bet you we'll see a lot of cameo appearances by drivers.
Oh, real drivers. That'd be cool.
You know they're going to show up.
Well, NASCAR is all in on this, too.
Right, that's
they're
what I'm
partners,
saying. It's got to be that they're going to have some cameos.
Now, Taylor Swift, she just needs to get rid of this Rhode Island home of hers because it got broke into.
Her decoy home.
Again, it got broke. Is this almost a weekly thing? She just leave the front door unlocked, okay? But she's
Clearly,
never there.
There's no alarm system or guards there.
Well, this happened last Friday. 26-year-old Jersey man, of course, comes in. But when cops found him, they found him there not wearing any shoes. He was shoeless. They asked, what's the deal? He said, well, I was always taught to take my shoes off when entering someone's home to be polite. And I'm a real big fan of Taylor, and I want to be polite.
So he's considerate.
He was arrested and charged with breaking and entering and willful trespassing in a polite way, though.
I wonder if he wanted to wear Taylor's shoes.
Oh, I don't know. That's on back page now. And as far as Oprah Alert.
Oh, Oprah, we love you so.
Yes.
Fun!
Oprah is coming to the DFW. She's taking her show, taking a show. She doesn't have a show anymore, does she?
No.
Well, she's on the road. Oprah's 2020 Vision, Your Life in Focus Tour. That rolls off the tongue. That's going to be a big t-shirt. It's going to kick off January 4th in Fort Lauderdale, swing through L.A., San Francisco, Atlanta, and Dallas. She's working in conjunction with Weight Watchers to offer all of this. So she'll be swinging by in 2020. Some say she's feeling it out for maybe a last-ditch second presidential run.
Think so?
Well, maybe just get feelers out there, perhaps. What do you think, Oprah? Are you in?
No.
No.
Okay, well, maybe not.
I don't